It's been said that comedy is tragedy plus time. It seems that's true across the world.
As a black guy, we do kind of blame apartheid a lot. You know, you have a guy with a headache, you'd be like, hey, what's wrong? I think it's apartheid.
That's Kagiso Ladiga performing in South Africa. He's one of several comedians featured in the documentary Stand Up Planet. L.A.-based comic Hasan Minhaj is our on-screen guide to the stand-up planet. He takes us around the world to find comedians confronting very serious issues with comedy.
There's all sorts of terrible things that happen around the world, and comedy is one of those few things where you can discuss those things.
As Minhaj told me, the goal of this project was to follow the jokes into people's lives.
To show that a comedian on stage in India talking about sanitation or in South Africa talking about HIV and AIDS awareness, if you follow the joke into their lives, you can see that, like, oh, these things aren't just contrived in joke books. This is real life. I think the best comedians have that bravery and courage to say, oh, this is what it is. This is unfair. That's not cool. And everybody in that moment, collectively, the crowd is like, yes.
Let's start off with the first stop on your trip, which is India. And I think a lot of people have this idea of India, it's a big democracy, so there must be free speech.
Right.
Not so much.
Not so much. I met two amazing comedians, one named Tanmay Bhatt and the other was Aditi Mittal. And Tanmay has one of the most popular podcasts in India.
So what are we discussing on today's episode? Tarun Tejpal, he's in custody right now for 14 days.
It's not even like it was like very lewd or crass. It was controversial in the sense of the institutions that it was mocking and the institutions that it was criticizing that it got pulled off of iTunes India. That didn't stop them. They uploaded it to SoundCloud and to other third-party upload sites where people could still get that content. And that was really cool to see that.
Now, I thought this was pretty brave of you. You decided to perform there.
Yeah.
We have a little clip of your performance.
I got off the plane. They said, hey, there's a guy, his name is Raj, he'll pick you up. I'm in f***ing India, man. How many Rajas are there? I come out, there's 97 brown dudes. Sir, 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 don't. I can't, I'm going to believe all of you.
True story.
Yeah, but they seem to go for it.
Yeah, man. Dude, when I took the stage, man, I'm not going to lie, like, I was just shaking. You know, growing up in the States, there's this part of me that's like, man, I'm Indian. Like, this is where I belong. And as soon as I got to India and I had to go to the bathroom in some places, I was like, man, I am American.
Boy, do I know what you're talking about.
Bring me to Jamba Juice. I love air conditioning and Starbucks. And I would check myself. I was like, Hasan, you are going to the bathroom in this hole. You are doing it. Man up.
So you decided to, you're going to bring a comic from each of the countries you visit. With India, you went with Aditi Mittal.
Aditi Mittal.
Tell us about her.
Aditi is a comedy superstar over in India. She's only one of three female English-speaking comedians in India.
You know, the vaginal beautification industry. They want our vaginas to be fairer. They want our vaginas to be tighter. I'm like, how about we do that for our women's laws?
Aditi might get mad if she hears this. She doesn't like it when I call her a female comedian. She's like, you're a dude comedian. They don't call you penile comedian. Like, don't call me that. And the work that she's doing is transcending gender and race, and it's making people think about gender roles in India and stuff like that.
And the comedian that you brought from South Africa,
Umpho Pops,
he grew up in Soweto.
Africa as a whole, we have a big HIV/AIDS problem, right? And I believe that one of the roots of this problem is that we're not honest with each other. Like, if a woman could come up to you in the beginning of a date and say, yo, hope you got those condoms, right? If you could be honest in the beginning, we'd be better prepared.
HIV and AIDS in South Africa is one of those issues where everybody has a loved one or someone that they know that's had to hide it. And he's talking about something really, really painful, but he's making it so funny.
So you bring these two comedians. You bring Aditi and Umpho here to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And they get to perform at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
How'd they do?
You know what, man? They did great. Everybody at the show, they loved them.
As an Indian traveling abroad, sometimes, actually most of the time, you'll meet this one person who's like, so tell me, like, for real, when did you learn how to speak English? So now I could tell her that, you know, India has been under colonial rule for the past 200 years and that's why our entire private education system is based in English. But I'm like, you know, on the flight.
They're funny.
They're funny. They're good definitely comics. Funny. Yeah, oh, they're really funny.
Like, I thought skating on thin ice was a compliment. For years. My mom would be like, so how's school going? And, hey, mama, they say I'm ice skating.
Listen, you're a comedian, so you're as skeptical and ironic and all those things as you can get.
Sure.
Were you surprised by how this film, by the end, it's pretty earnest? I mean, there's kind of an unironic, earnest sweetness about the power of comedy by the end of this.
Yeah. One of the biggest difficulties that I think the way comedy is represented on screen is it's either just all fart jokes, you know, and it's just laughter for the sake of laughter, or it's one of those things where it's just kind of very preachy, very heavy-handed. I think this project was one of the few things that I've done in my career where it bridges that gap. And we dance in both circles.
Issam Minhaj, great pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, man.
Stand Up Planet premieres this Wednesday nationally on Pivot and Link TV, and in Southern California on KCET. It'll be up on standupplanet.org after that.